Okay, good morning, everybody. It's been an honor to be here with you this Shabbos and to do the daf on Friday and again today. So we begin on the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the very top line. Amar of Yirmiya ben Elazar. Yirmiya ben Elazar said the following statement. Niskala Bavel, Niskalu Shechinel. When Bavel was cursed, Bavel was destroyed, so that was not only bad for Bavel, that was bad for the surrounding countries as well. Niskala Shomron, however, when Shomron was destroyed, and was cursed. The surrounding areas were blessed. What do we mean by that? So Gemara says, when Bava was destroyed, the surrounding areas were destroyed as well. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Vishamtiya lemorash kipud v'agami moyim." So the animals came and destroyed everything, and they therefore were a bad for the surrounding area as well. Everything else was also impacted by the destruction of Bava. However, the opposite occurred. The Niskalu Shomron is Baruch Hashem. When Shomron was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that the surrounding areas benefited from that. Ditziv, because the pasuk says in Micha, "V'samti Shomron le'i," it turned Shomron into a big garbage dump. However, Hasadeh l'mtai kerem l'gomer, but it was fertile ground, and therefore the surrounding countries benefited from the fertility over here that was created by the destruction. The other Rav Nuna tells us, Haroa Uchlasi Yisrael. Now we get into a number of interesting brachos that we not always know it, to make all of these brachos today. The post can bring down that we're not sure sometimes about some of these brachos, and therefore Safik brachos lahakil. But these are real brachos, and under the appropriate conditions, these are brachos that should be said. So he brings down Rav Nuna, Haroa Uchlasi Yisrael, if you see a large contingent of Klai Yisrael. Uchlasi Rashi says of his chel gadol shoshishim ribo 600,000 people. You rarely going to see such a large gathering. At the Siyam Hashas recently, there was 100,000 people. That's not 600,000 people. The only time I can remember in my lifetime when there were that many Jewish people together was, I think, at the Levaya, maybe of Rav Moshe and Avadya Yosef, both Zichronom Tzadikim Levracha. They had huge Levayas in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they reached that amount of people. So this is a bracha that a person doesn't usually get an opportunity to say, even if he's desirous to say this bracha. You see this large contingent of Klai Yisrael, you have to acknowledge this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer, Baruch, and again throughout this Masechta, whenever we say Baruch, it means Baruch to Hashem HaKenim HaKolam, according to Moses, B'Shem U'Malchus, Chacham HaRozim. Make this bracha, Rashi explains, HaYodea Masha B'Lev Kolelu. There's 600,000 people, they're Jews, they're at least 1.2 million opinions. Every Jew has two opinions, not happy to have one opinion. So therefore, you have a tremendous amount of opinions over here, and yet they're all understood, they're all made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's maven, Masha B'Lev Kol Eilu. So therefore, that is a tremendous praise that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chacham HaRozim. Uchlasi Ovi Chacham, you see a large gathering of non-Jewish people. Omer, Busha Imcha Megom. It's a positive in Yirmiya that is a negative, that they all gather together over here, and they do. Unfortunately, their gatherings are frequently not for a positive reason. Tana Rabban and the Tosefta's quoted as saying, Haroa Chlasi Yisroel, if you see a large contingent, there's 600,000 people, Klai Yisroel. It's interesting, 600,000 is also the number of Olei Mitzrayim. And there are those that say that there's 600,000 neshamas, and there's Gilgulim of all those neshamas since then. Again, way above my pay grade to understand all of that. But this number, 600,000, is a critical number. So when you see 600,000 people, the Brisa says, Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim, the bracha we just said in the Gemara. Why? Shein Daitim Dome Zelazet. Name Patsufayim. Domim Zelazet. They all have different thoughts, they have different appearances, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands everyone. So my tzar is your thoughts, my thoughts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands them, right? It's very, very important praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Zoma Ra'u Chlase Agav Malab Harabayis. When Ben Zoma saw such a large gathering on the Harabayis, in those days he used to have on a carbon Pesach, we're coming up on Pesach, one Gemara tells us there was 1.2 million kidneys that they had from the animals of carbon Pesach. So you're dealing with a tremendous number of carbon Pesachs. Each carbon Pesach had maybe 10 people, 20 people attached with it. So you had huge numbers of people. So when he saw this on the Harabayis, by the way, the Shlema Mishnah also brings down that the bracha over here of Chacham HaRozim is only made in Eretz Yisrael. From this idea, it says when you saw it on Harabayis, that extra word over here, Harabayis, is to tell us that this bracha is not made in Chutz Lawrence. In any event, Ben Zoma, when he saw this large contingent, 600,000 people on the Harabayis, Amar Baruch Chacham HaRozim, and he added on his own additional part of the bracha. I don't think this is a separate bracha. I don't think he made two brachas over here. He added on, Ubaruch Shabaruch Kol Eilu L'Sham Sheni. A beautiful idea that Ben Zoma is telling us, which is really practical for all of us. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world b'shvili nivra olam. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. A person has to always say two conflicting ideas. B'shvili nivra olam, the world was created for me, and at the same time, Anochi offer v'efer. So you have to have a certain level of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers each and every one of us unbelievably important. He created the world just for us. At the same time, we have to consider ourselves to be the dust of the earth. So you shouldn't get haughty, but at the same time, don't think that you're not important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any event, so he said, the whole world's created for me. He added it on to Chochem Arozim. What did he say? The following. Very beautiful idea. Hu ya Omer. He said, Kama yagios yaga Adam Arishon achim wasa pas lecho. Adam Arishon says, Bezeh asapecha tocha lechem. Originally, right, all the Svarim bring down, Margolius Yam and Sanhedrin, others bring down that there was a tree that had rye bread on it, a tree that had pumpernickel bread on it. You just picked it off the tree. You didn't have to do anything. You went to the tree, you went to the bagel you wanted, you didn't have to go to the bagel store, you went straight to the tree and you pulled off the type of bread that you wanted. That's why it says that the Eitz Hadas was an Eitz that was wheat, according to one opinion. He actually picked a rye bread off the tree. But then when Adam and Chava sinned, so b'zeh asapecha tochal lechem, and now he had to work real hard for his bread, literally and figuratively. A person has to work hard for his dough, right? We use that expression all the time. That's based upon this, b'zeh asapecha tochal lechem. Many of the expressions that we have are based upon Gemaras. People don't even realize it. It's so common, your dough. So that means b'zeh asapecha tochal lechem. That's parnasa. So Adam HaRishon had to work real hard for his parnasa. Chorash, at the plow, Bazari, at the plant, the Katz, he had to reap then. The Yomer had to pile up the reapings that he did. The Dosh, he had to thresh them. Bazari, then he had to winnow them. Bazari, then he had to pick out the good from the bad. The chaff, he had to throw away. He kept the good stuff. The Tachan, he had to grind the good stuff. The Hirki, then he had to sift it to get rid of the whole wheat. They used to think that whole wheat wasn't good. The Losh, then he had to knead the dough. Oh, he had to bake the dough. The Yofa, and then, V'yachah kachochal, after all that work, he then could eat it. What do I do? Ben Zoma says, I need mashkin. I go to the bakery and I just walk in. I buy myself my bread. So this is all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there are other people in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that we all help each other. So there is a farmer and there's a baker and there's a grinder and all these people. And it's to my benefit. So that's what he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabara kol elu shamsheni. All of them, they may not be my servants, but they're all coming to serve me, to help me to be able to eat the bread without all the zeyas apecha that Adam HaRishon had to do. He didn't have a baker. He was the baker. He didn't have a grinder. He was the grinder. Likewise, the Kama Yigios Yaga Adam HaRishon Hashem wants a begging lavosh. The similar idea, when Adam HaRishon had to make a garment for himself, he had to make it from scratch. God says he had to shear the wool. The Libane, he had to go and whiten the wool. The Nifetz, he had to go and untangle the wool. The Tavi, he had to spin the wool. The Ari, he had to weave the wool. The Achakach, wants a begging lavosh. Then he made himself a sweater. Then he put on his clothing. Me, Bani, Ben Zoma says, Mashkim, I wake up in the morning, I walk into the local tailor, I walk into the local store that sells suits, Umotza, call Elu Misukon Lufanai. That's why he said, thank you Hashem, Baruch Shabara, call Elu L'Sham Sheni. He did all these things just for me, for my health and my benefit. Then it says, call Umos, that's the gears that we have. All the nations, Shoktos, they're very diligent, Ubaos L'Pesach Beisi, they come to my door. In other words, all the people in the world, you buy something made in China, you buy something, it's made in Hong Kong, you buy something, it's made wherever it is. That's the interpretation we call Umos. So the people 600,000 miles away are making stuff and it comes into my store and I buy it with ease. Others have the gears over here called Umanios, all the different types of laborers. So if I need a suit, I go to the suit guy. If I have need it for shoe, I go to the shoe person. If I need a census, I go to the census guy. So whatever I need, all these different professions, they go and make it for me. Vani mashkim, I get up in the morning, gomotze kolei lulufanai, and they're all there in front of me without any hard work on my part. Therefore, this is the bracha that he said to Hashem. Hu ayal Mary further said, likewise, oreach tov ma omer. What does a good guest say? Right? Well, a good guest versus a bad guest, we'll see. A good guest says, wow, he's in a rech in somebody's house, eating in somebody's house Friday night for dinner, and the balabayis over here, the balasabayis, they bring out all the food, and the good orech says, kama tarach torchos tarach balabayis bishuli. Look how many hard, difficult things the balabayis did to help me. Kama bosser hevi lufana. He brought out a whole plate of meat. Kama yayin hevi lufana. He brought out wines. Kama gluskos hevi lufana. He brought out the dessert. He brought out nice cakes. The kol masha torach and everything that they did, all these preparations, this beautiful Friday night dinner for this beautiful Tuesday night dinner. Lo torach ela bishvili. They only did it for me. No, they're eating there also. No, the good orach says they did this for me. However, Aval Oreach Ra, Ma Omer. What does a bad Oreach say? He says, yeah, what do they do? They have to eat also. Ma Torach, Torach Balabai Zer. What do you do for me? There are 8 people in their family. I'm the 9th guy over here. So they had to cook a meal anyway. So, pas achasachati. I had a little piece of bread. They had to have the bread on the table anyway. Chatich achasachati. They had a whole roast beef over here. So I took one slice, but they had to make the roast beef anyway. I wasn't the guy that they made the roast beef for. Kosecha Shazisi. They had a whole bottle of wine over here. I drank one cup. What's the big deal? Kol Terech Shetorach Balabayis. Zeh lo Torach Ela Bishul Ishto Ubonov. The bad guest says, nah, they're making it anyway. So what's the big deal that they gave me a piece? They gave me a drink. So that's a bad guest versus a good guest. Al Reach told Ma Omer, the pasuk says about a good guest, Zohar Kitashki Polo Ashershuru Anoshim. The praise that we have, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank the Baal HaBayis for all the wonderful things that he did for us. He recognizes it, that it was for me, Bishvili Nivra Olam. However, Al Reach Ra, the Oreach Ra, what does he say? L'chein yireyuhu anoshim v'gomer. Now they're not doing this for me. They're doing it for their own good. They're doing it. I'm not really a major player over here in this. They're doing it all for themselves, and therefore they fear yireyuhu anoshim. Fine, go weiter. For each b'imei shol zokim bo banoshim. Who is this person? This older man that lived in the time of Shaul. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, who is this person? Mitem was Rav Zvid who said it. Mitem Rav Oshayu who said it. You always find that we say in the Gemara, we want to know exactly who said it. So sometimes the Gemaras are written down hundreds of years after the Maaseh occurred, so they forgot sometimes who said what. So just say, somebody said. No, we always want to say Davar Shem Omer, because we have the famous Vart. Omer Davar Shem Omer, maybe Gula Liolim. You all want to say a Vart Omer, if you remember who. I sometimes don't remember. So one of my Rebbeim said it. So I'm acknowledging that I didn't make this up myself. I'm acknowledging that I got it from somebody else. So that brings the Gula to the world. We see that by Esther and Mordechai, again, in Yonah Diyoma. So, Vishay Mordechai, she said it over in the name Mordechai. She didn't take credit for herself. So, you say over, that's what we bring the Raya. Omer Dov Vishay Mordechai, maybe Gula Yom. Chai Yisrael got a Gula, because Esther said over, Vishay Mordechai. So that's the way we always should do it. That's why the Gemara's often have 2-3 lines. He said it, he said it, Tamar, he said it, Vishum so-and-so. It's because it's a very important idea. In any event, who is this older person who is living in the time of Shaul? Say, Yishai Avi David. This was referring to Yishai. Yishai was one of the 4 people in the world that died only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed death in the world. Yishai was a huge tzaddik. In any event, it's interesting, the 4 people, it's Binyamin, you have Yishai, Amram, and Kiliav, who was the son of David. So David had both his father and one of his sons who were people that didn't die because of sin. David died because of sin, but David was greater than both of them in many ways. I heard from my Rabbeim the idea that sometimes a person who doesn't take any challenges, he just sits there and he learns it. A gadol, he didn't die because of sin. But he didn't reach the same heights as a person who sometimes takes challenges upon themselves, does things for the tzibor, and occasionally falls down. But the idea that David was greater than Yishai and Kiliav, even though Kiliav and Yishai were both people that didn't have sin. So you see that sometimes a person who's osek b'tzarchei tzibur, somebody who does something that's difficult and maybe even falling down while he's doing this difficult thing, could be greater than the person who doesn't take chances. Very interesting idea. In any event, this is a reference to over Yishai Avi David. Shiotza b'chlusa. He went out with 600,000 people, v'nichnas b'chlusa, and he had 600,000 people as an entourage. Right? This is where the idea of an entourage comes from. So he always had an entourage around him. V'darash b'chlusa, and he gave a shiur. This must be the biggest daf yomi shiur in the entire world. But it's still not as big as Yishai's daf yomi shiur. So, Yitz Hashem, you should grow. Continue to grow. Amarula, Nikitinon means we have a Mesorah. Ein uchlosim bevavol. There is no concept of uchlosim bevavol over here. And he says, I saw the Shleima Mishnah, so brings down, because Avira deritzrol mechakim. So you need the Avir Eretzol to really make it to be the full 600,000 in terms of their deos. The rest of the time we're in Chutz Laaretz, we don't have this uchlos. Tana, further we learn, ein uchlos b'chusim yishishim ribo. And the minimum definition of this uchlos that you're going to make a bracha on is you need 600,000 people. Tana Rabban in the Braitza says, Aroach achmi Yisroel, if you see a great Talmud Chacham, Omer, you should say, Baruch, again, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel V'Cholam, Shecholach mechachmas al-Yireb, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a chelek of his chachma to these great Talmidei Chachamim. You see a Nobel Prize winning secular person. So Omer, you also say, wow, that's a smart guy. Right? We don't believe that we're the only people that have Chochmah. If they tell you Chochmah amongst the Goyim, yeah, Tamin, you have to believe it. They also have Nobel Prize winners. No, we have a third of them. That's pretty good, Kenayin Hara. But they also have some very smart people. So Chachmi over Chacham, if you see a very smart physicist, a Goyish physicist, Omer Baruch Shana Samech Chamaso Liv Rioso. That's the Girsa. We have the Vilna Gaon says that the Girsa should be, you see in the Os Aleph, we'll say it again in the Os Beis, Liv Baso Vadam, and that's the Girsa that's come down in Shulchan Aruch. So we follow the Groz Girsa over here. So you make this bracha Shana Samech Chamaso Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gay from his Chachma. Now, if you look at the words carefully, you see there's a slightly different nusach over here. The first one was Shecholak Mechachmaso. The second one is Shenasan. So a very simple explanation is that a chelik means that you retain the connection. Your chelik, you're a part of. As opposed to nosan, I give you something, I don't have any connection to it anymore. So with the Torah, we still retain that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The secular person, who's a very smart person, so he doesn't have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the gift and then said, Yashikayach, and goodbye. So you're a great physicist, but what does that have to do with me, so to say? As opposed to the person who's a great Talmud Chacham, he still has a tremendous connection, a chelek, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful part. Some don't have the difference in girsa. The Rambam has the girsa the same in both of them. The Rambam's girsa over here is shenasan both by the Chacham and by the Yisrael. So again, there are many different explanations over here. Some say a chelek means over here it's like a pipe, that it can be fashioned and still worked on, as opposed to Nosan, when you give you something, I can't do anything with it anymore. So again, the connection, I think, is the main idea over here, that with Chelek, there's still a connection, and with Nosan, there's not necessarily a connection. Does it mean that...
A fear of him.
I'm sorry?
The Lushan is a fear of him, a Chelek of fear of him, whereas with the secular, it's not a fear of him, but it's just a portion of it gave him...
So yeah, there are differences in the other words as well, but the key difference is whether we say shecholak versus shenosan.
The
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. There's a slight difference in the gears in both of them, 100%. Okay. Haro Machi Yisrov, you see a Yiddish king, Omer, Baruch shecholach michvodo liyareyov, that we thank Hashem again for giving a portion, shecholak. He retains that connection to the Yiddish king. Machi of the Kochavi, you see a Goyish king. It's always a question, is this only a king or is this somebody who's a leader, right? We're not everybody country has a king. You have a president, you have a premier. So this is why to them. So the basic definition is somebody that can say off with your head. If the person has the authority of life and death, so then that's the person that they're talking about that you make this bracha for. So people always ask, do you make this on a mayor? Do you make this on a senator? Do you make this on a president? So again, different piskei halacha come out. We're not going to get into that right now. But for many, they would say it's not just literally a king. This would be a person who is in a significant position of authority that he could pardon somebody, for example. He could say that this person should be assassinated. He has the right over the military. So there many who would say that this would apply to a president as well. And certainly it would apply to a king in those days where he had the power of life and his death. You know, if you look cross-eyed at the king, he would say, off with your head. In any event, when you see a Yiddish king, you make the bracha, shecholak michvodo liyareyov. You see a Goyish king, omer baruch shenasa michvodo libriyosav, again, lebos of Adam according to the Gra, which is how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Omer v'yochan, only olim yishtad alon, loritz likras macha Yisroel. Person should always try to run to see a Yiddish king. Not only that, lo likras macha Yisroel buvad. Not only to see a Yiddish king, you should even run to see a Goyish king. In Europe, people used to see the Goyish kings, they would come and visit, so the town would come out, often with the Sefer Torah, to go and greet the king as a sign of kavod. So they would have to do certain things, and there was people would go and try bedavka to go see the Goyish king. Why is that? Elafil likras macha yavde kochav, you should go. Why? Shem yisket, we should all live and be well to see the coming of Mashiach Tzikenu, so then you should go and see the difference between what honor we give to a Goyish king, Yavchin, Bemachi Yisrael, Machi Yavchin Kochavim. We should see the differences between the honor given to a Goyish king, the honor given to the Yiddish king, and Mirz Hashem, the Merib Yameinu, hopefully today, the honor that we give to Mashiach Tzikenu. The Mashah brings down over here that there's no chiyuv to say the brach if you don't sing the king. Over here, the Birki Yosef and the Shari Tshuva says, if you know the king is there, even if you don't see him, sometimes you have these large crowds, and you go to the inauguration, and you can't see, but you know he's there, you're allowed to make the bracha as well. Rav Sheish is Sagi Nor Hava. Rav Sheish is the blind person. This we get the expression. A Sagi Nor is a euphemism. He has a lot of light, but he had no light, so he was a blind person. Rav Sheish was blind. And when all the people went out to see the king, everybody able to greet the king. So come, Azabadayu, Rishayshus. So Rishayshus went also to go with them. Actually, a certain Stuki saw Rishayshus going and said, "What in the world are you going over here to see? You can't see anything." I understand why people bring barrels of whole containers to the river to go get water. Oh, very good. However, Kigani Laya, why would you go and bring over here a broken barrel? Rashi explains over here. Excuse me. Rashi says, the Kigani or Hashburim. Why are you going to bring a broken barrel to the river? How are you going to get water back in a broken barrel? It has holes in it. So he was making fun of Rashi and said, what are you going? Everybody's going to see the king. What are you going to see? You can't see. So I'm like, so Rashi said, no, just wait a little bit. Tochazi, the Adana Tvei Minoch. I know more than you, and you'll see that even though I can't see, I'm going to tell you when the king is going to come, and you're not going to know when the king is going to come. You can see, but I can't see. And yet, I'll be able to tell more than you. The Mepharshim should bring down over here, I saw in the Magid Taluma, he brings down that the Tzuki only could see with his physical. The Tzuki was talking purely physical seeing. Rav Sheisha saw through Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Sheisha saw Lamalim in Ateva as well. In any event, Cholav Gunda Kamaisa, the first troops come by, the honor guard for the king comes by, Kiko Avsha, right? In Shabbos we have Avsha Milsa, it's things that make noise, you're allowed to use them, we're not allowed to use them on Shabbos. It's an Avsha, it makes a lot of noise. So when the first troops came by, banging on their drums and the horns and everything, the troops come by, Amalei, how it's Stuki. The Stuki tells the Sheshes, oh, awesome Malka, he's helping him out. The king's coming. And the Sheshes tells him, Amalei, Amr Sheshes, slow, low cost. No, he's not coming yet. You're wrong. Cholav Gunda Tinyas, Tinyana. So the second group comes. Oh, Stuki says, he called Avsha, there's a lot of noise, Amalei, how it's Stuki, the Rishayshis, hash the Kossi Malka, oh, now the king is coming, when the second band comes by. Amalei Rishayshis, now you don't know what you're talking about, lo Kossi Malka, the king's not coming yet. Chalev Tiliyos Tilisai, third group comes along. Kiko Shazka, after the third group comes along, and now it gets quiet, Amalei Rishayshis, Vadei hash the Kossi Malka, oh, now the king is coming. I don't see, but I know. And the king is coming now. And that's Taka what happened. Amalei al Tzduki, Minolacha. How'd you know this? You're right. Taka, you're right. How did you know this? So Amalei, the Malchusa, the Ara, came Malchusa, the Rekia. It works the same way here on earth as it works in Shemayim. The Chsim says over there in Malachim, Tzeva Marato Bahalif Ne Hashem, by Elio, go and see the king coming, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming. Vine Hashem over. Hashem's coming. First, Beruach Gidol of the Chazach, first comes this huge, powerful wind preceding Hashem. That's like the band. That's like the first troops that come marching by. Lo beruach Hashem. Hashem's not in the ruach. Achar ruach rash. Then this comes a big other part of the band. Right? The thunder comes. Lo beruach Hashem. Hashem's not there either. Yachar rash eish. Then there's a big fire. Right? So again, the troops, equivalent to the troops coming and banging and all the marching bands and all the procession. Lo beish Hashem. Hashem's not there. Finally, after all the clamor, called Mama Daka, then you have the quiet, the absolute stillness. Kiyasa Malka, that's when the king comes. So Rav Sheish said, that's how I knew the king was coming. Now it got quiet, so now the king is coming. Pasach Rav Sheish Kuma Barakle. So Rav Sheish now goes and gives a bracha to the king. Amalei, how it's Tzduki. So the Tzduki said to him, Leman, the Lo Chazisle, Kuma Barakle. You can't see him. You're giving a bracha? In other words, the Tzduki is still making fun of Rav Sheishis. So the Gemara says, "Umay havi Allah, what happened? We know nothing good is going to come to this Tzduki over here. Look at the tzar that he was giving Rav Sheishis. Umay havi Allah, what happened to Howard Tzduki? What's going to happen to that Tzduki? So Ika diamre chavroi kachlinu liene. Some suggest that his friends colored his eyes. Now, colored his eyes is a euphemism over here for saying that they poked out his eyes. So the Magid Taluma says, Mida Kenegi Mida. He made fun of Rishayshus for being blind, so therefore he got blind himself. Vika the Amre, others say, Rav Sheishis lost an ain of bow, but now some Gaushal Tzomos. Interesting, the play on the expression, he gave him a look, right? He gives somebody a withering look. So he gave him a look, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the tzar that Rav Sheishis had from this person, and the person died. Others say that the...
Same thing.
This is a lashon throughout Shas. He gave him a look, and became a galat somos. So some suggest over here that he gave him a look. There's a different gears that you see on the bottom. The gears of the Aruch, it says, Amar Rishayshis, the navke butito denura v'kavninu le'ene, that a fire came out and burnt his eyes. So it didn't necessarily kill him, but again, mida keneged mida, it caused him to go and become blind, or he actually died because of the tzar giver sheshes. It's a very, very important musud for us. A person should never be mitzar tam chacham. Sometimes tam chacham, the rabbi of a shul, a gadol, a rosh yeshiva, so they have very, very difficult jobs. People don't think that they have a difficult job. They have a very, very, very difficult job. And sometimes people give them a hard time for no reason. So therefore, you have to be very, very, very careful. You're mitzar tam chacham. Rabbi Shua, yeah, we just had that not that long ago. Very good. Many unfortunate examples we have where people gave tzara to a Talmud Chacham and they got much more than they bargained for. Rav Sheila Nagde Lahau Gavra, the Baal Mitzrius. Another story. Rav Sheila, he gave Malkus to a Yid over here, to a person, who was Baal Mitzrius. He had relations with a Mitzrius. Azal, Ochabi Kurtzi Bimalkus. So this person, he went and tattled to the government that Rav Sheila was giving him Malkus. Who's Rav Sheila to give me Malkus? Who said they're judging? He doesn't have permission from the government to judge. So Amar, Iko Chad Gabri B'Yudai, this is Jew, the Kardayan Dina below Hermon of the Malka. There's a Jew that set up a court system over here and he's meeting out punishments and he doesn't have the authority of the government to do so. No, take care of him, government. Shadar Alei Pristika. So they sent the subpoena, they sent the officers to bring in Rav Sheila. And he also, when he came, Amilei, Matama Nagdise Lahai. Why did you give Malkus to this person? You're not allowed to give Malkus to this person. So Amalu, he said to him, you know why? Debal Chamarta. Because he had relations with the community, once on the act of bestiality, he came upon a donkey. So Morris says, Amilei, they said to Rav Sheila, Isla Sadi, do you have witnesses? So Amalu, yeah, in. And the Kosh Baruch Hu always helps out great tzaddikim. Os Eliyahu, along comes Eliyahu, id melei ki'inish li'asid. So along comes Eliyahu, and he looks like a person, and he appears as a person, and he gives testimony. Nu, he asks for edus. So the Marsha brings down, by Goyim, one edus is acceptable, or that Rav Sheila and Eliyahu were now two edim, and they testified. In any event, Amrilei, they said to him, if he did this horrible act, Yochi bar katlahu, he's deserving of Misa. So why did you just give him Malkus? So Amalu, he said to them, oh, Anan, by us, the Bayidin, Miyoma de Galina, Meara, when we lost the Sanhedrin, we were Nebuch sent into the exile, Leslam Meshusi Lemikta. We no longer have the ability, the authority, to go give Misa's Beistin. No? You guys do. Asun, Maida Beisun, Avidubay. You do whatever you want. So, Admaine Beidina, meanwhile, while they're looking to see what should we do to this guy, so Pasach Rav Sheila Yomar, so Rav Sheila goes and he says, we're going to dash in this entire Pasach in a moment, so we'll see each word inside. So, they were so impressed that Rav Sheila is talking about the government, that it's such a great government. So they said, Amrilei, my karmis, what are you saying over here? Amalu said, Hochi Kamina. Brich Rachmano, this is what we believe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses you, the Yov Machus of the Yara, came Machus Nurekia. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes kingdoms, judges on this world like he does in Shemayim. The Yov Machu Shultana, the Rachme Dina, and he's made great judges over here in this world who are Bali Rachamim. Now, he adds this, Rashi says over here, it should be Bali Rachamim, Ovim Mishpat, and the Marsha says on this over here, that Rishael was hoping that they wouldn't kill this guy. He didn't do a capital crime. He did something that was terribly wrong, but by telling them, you guys are very merciful, he was basically suggesting to them that you have mercy on this guy. You guys are great judges, don't punish him the way he should be punished, but have mercy on him. Because Rishaila didn't want to kill him at this point in time. So Amru, the people were so impressed. You are saying this about us? Chaviv Allah, Yikar, the Machus, Kuli, hi, you're so impressed with the government, it was such a righteous government. You are exactly the type of guy that we want meeting out local jurisdiction. We want you being the local judge. Yavle Kufa, they gave him the gavel, not really a gavel, this was a makil lirados, they gave him a stick, and you are now the official chief security officer in this area, you're the head of the police, and you do what you want to in this area. We give you rishus. Now he had rishus. I'm sorry? Like Yosef, yeah, similar idea. Amulei, don Dina, and they told him, you can now judge. Ki Avinovic knew, he goes out of court, and this bad guy, Amulei Hau Gavra, this bad guy comes to him and he's not happy that they let him off. They didn't kill him. So he goes over to Rav Sheila, Ovid Rachmona, Niso Lishakri Hochi. You lied. I didn't have relations with a donkey. You lied. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an ace you. Is that right? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make nisim for liars? So I'm like, he said, Rasha, you Russia, you did a horrible thing. You didn't do that horrible thing, but technically you did. Because Lav Chamre Yikru, aren't you referred to as donkeys? Dechsev, Asher Besar Chamor and Besarim, that when we find that when Yaakov, when Yitzchak and Avram went up to the Akedah, so it says, Shvul Chen Po Ima Chamor, Vaniva Nar Elech. So it's a reference to them being like a Chamor. Now, it's Chas Hashem, this is not pejorative. He's just saying that they don't have the same Kedusha as Klai Yisrael. So in any event, he told him that you're like a chamor. So Chazya, he saw that this guy is turning right around and going back into the court. And do you hear what that Jew said about us? So Chazya, because Ulamemlu, he's going back inside to tell him the Karinu Chamre that he's calling us donkeys. So Omar, so now Roshela says, "Hi, Rodev. This person now is going to be a Moser. He's going to cause a lot of trouble for the Jewish people. He's a Rodev, and the halacha is, by Torah Omra, there's a famous pasuk in the Machteres. We just read it in the Parshas Mishpatim. If a Ganim comes to you in a tunnel, so he's essentially saying, I'm going to kill you, and therefore you have a right to say, I'm going to kill you first. So therefore, Torah Omra, that's what Rashi explains, because there's not a pasuk over here that we're now reading. But we're basing it upon a pasuk. So at Torah Amra, in Baal HaHorachash, Kim Lohargo, if somebody comes to attack you and kill you, you have the right to go and shoot a Rodev. Now, there are dinim about this. You're supposed to ideally wound him. If you're able to wound him, you're not allowed to kill him. If you're able to stop him without killing him, you're not allowed to kill him. But here, he didn't think there was any other choice. He had to kill him. So Machia Bakufa, he took the big stick that they gave him, and he gave him a zetz and the katle, and he killed him. So this Haugadra is no longer around to cause trouble. Amar. So now, Roshela says, a double nace happened over here. They gave me the club, and then I was able to use this club over here. Ho, v'savidli nisa. I could say also the Elio came. So lots of nisim came about through this pasuk. So v'haikra, so dashinu le. So therefore, I'm going to go and dash in this pasuk. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So l'cho Hashem Agdula. Now, we dash in each part of the pasuk separately, so I'll just read each part by itself. L'cho Hashem Agdula. This is a reference to Maisa Bereshis. So you see, the Maisa Bereishis, the Gedolos, that's the Gedula over here, L'cho Hashem Agdula. There's no bounds to Hashem's greatness. Va'gevura, what's that a reference to in the pasuk? L'cho Hashem Agdula, va'gevura, zu yitzias Mitzrayim. Where do we see Gevura by Yitzias Mitzrayim? By Yisrael, Ziyar Agdala. So the great hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. That's the Gevura. With Tiferes, the next word in the pasuk, va'tiferes, zu chamo levona. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun and the moon. And they're unbelievable Tiferes, the splendor. Where would we be without the sun and the moon? So therefore, that's Tiferes, that aggrandizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamdulo, this is talking about specifically, Shamdulo Yeshua. So this miracle that Yeshua did with the sun and the moon, that further made splendor Tiferes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Vaneitzach, what's that? Zumapolos Sharomi, that's the downfall of Rome. Chenu Omer, v'yeiz nitzchom al bigod David Gomer. So this all means their blood, their ability to triumph over here, it came out on their garments. So it merely means that this Neitzach over here, Nitzchom, is the reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did he do this Netzach? With Rome. Hador, that's the next word. Hador, Zumuchemes, Nachli Arno. This is what we had a few days ago in the Daf, where we said that S and Vahev, these two Mitzorayim at the end of the camp, they saw the mountains being pushed together and crushing all the people from Emori that were hiding there waiting to kill Klai Yisrael, and they passed in between these two mountains. Shnemar, Kein Yomer, B'Sefer Muchamos Hashem, S, Vahev, B'Sufa V'Gomer. That's the drasha we had a few days ago. Then it says in the pasuk, Kikol B'Shemayim Voretz, what's this to? This alluding to Zumechem Sisra. This is the great Muchamos of Sisra, who defeated Sisra. By Paro, it says 600. And by Sisra was 900. The Yam was given back. The Yam said, I don't want to spit out the Mitzrayim. And Hashem said, I want you to show the Mitzrayim by Abba Shah so the Jewish people should see that your enemies aren't running after you. The Yam said, that's not fair. My fish want to eat. So he said, don't worry, I'll give you 1.5 times as much. I'll give you half again as much at the time of Sisra. So Sisra was 900 tanks, 900 Susarokh or the Rom of Yom. So the stars, they attacked him. How did they do this? The stars came out and they heated up the metal and they burned the soldiers. They jumped into the river and they all drowned. What's that a reference to? Where do we see that? The pasuk also we just read. We'll read again on Purim. So this is a reference to Muhammad Bamalik to the end of the pasuk. But Misnah say the next word in the pasuk, Zumchem is Gog, Umagog. This is the battle of Gog and Magog. When I was a young kid, I used to think that Gog would be fighting Magog. I thought it was the United States versus Russia, the Soviet Union. That's not at all what it means. Gog is Melech of Magog. It's going to be Gog, the Melech of Magog, and the rest of the world ganging up on us. It's scary sometimes when you look at the politics now. Israel stands alone with one country defending it, the United States. There could be trouble over here. When you look at the political statements of various candidates, it could be that there's no country standing with Eretz Yisrael. And then, unfortunately, we're very close to fulfilling this prophecy of Gog u'Magog. We wouldn't want to have it in a bad way. Gog is standing against you. So that's what it means over here, the Misnasi. Then it says, that's the end of the pasuk. Nasi Rosh Meshef Lesubo. So that's a reference over here to Muhammad with Gog u'Magog. Then it says, L'chol Rosh, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan. Others have the gears over here, Amar Rav. Okay, whoever it was that said this, Afilu Reish Gargisa, Min Shemaya Manule. Nobody has any position of authority, even in the little limited position of the head of the irrigation canals. Rashi says the Gargisa over here is the guy in charge. Gargisa means a bore. So the Mamun al Chofen, the guy in charge of the bore, the guy in charge of deciding the water meters, right? The local electrical, or rather the water guy that comes to your house to look at your meter, and he decides you get this much, you don't get this much. So even that person is appointed by Kosh Baruch, even though Rashi says an extremely limited person, very limited power, yet even such a position is only appointed by Kosh Baruch. So even Rosh Gargis, Rish Gargisa, Min Shemaya Monolei. B'masnisa Tanu, Lo'im Nebraisa, Mishmei Rabbi Kiva, L'cho Hashem Agdula, he dashed the pasuk a little bit differently. L'cho Hashem Agdula, Zu Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. V'agavura, Zu Makas Bechorus. That's a reference to Makas Bechorus. V'atavera, Zu Matan Torah. V'neitzach, Zu Yushalayim, V'ahod, Zu Beis HaMikdash. Again, a slightly different interpretation of the pasuk. Go to the Amid Beis. Tanu Rabban, Naroi, Bate Yisrael. That's the gear that we have. The Rif has the gear of Bate Kinesios. If you see a shul be yeshuvan, Kosh Baruch Hu granted us the right to rebuild the shul. So Omer, Baruch, again, Ator Hashem, Elkinim El Cholam, Matziv Gvul Amona. We're referred to as an Amona. After the Bayis Rishon was destroyed and we left, so we're referred to as an Amona. So Rav Sternbuch Shlit and the Pshat V'Ian brings down over here that this is only the Zman Bayis Sheni that you make this bracha. Because we're no longer called an Amana. That was only a specific period of time that we're called an Amana. And the Rif says you only make it on shuls. And that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch by the Mishnah Berurah. Others disagree. The Prima Gadim says over here, did you make this bracha without Shemul Malchus? You can make it even in Chutz Laretz. And the reason why we don't make this bracha today is because, Baruch Hashem, we have so many more shuls. We don't make this bracha. It's much more commonplace. In Europe, they used to have to get permission to go build the shul. You needed, you know, all sorts of machinations from the goyim to go and let you build the shul. Today, Baruch Hashem, you want to build the shul. As long as you do it within the legal code of the area, the zoning regulations, so Baruch Hashem, you can build the shul. So therefore, some say we don't make this bracha today. Prima Goyim says make it without Shemul Malchus. Excuse me. If you see them bichurban, Rachman al Sani see a shul that was destroyed, Omer Baruch Dayino Emes. That's the standard bracha that we make. So everybody always says, you make this a Shem Malchus. Does this mean Shem Malchus? So it depends. Since it's always a suffix whether you do make the bracha or not. So most people, when they just hear bad news, they say Baruch Dayino Emes. But when it's truly a tragedy, Rachman al Sani, we know this bracha is made by the Yavelim. When they lose one of the Zion relatives, they lose one of the seven relatives that you sit Shiva for. So then you do make this bracha with Shem Malchus. If you see Bati of the Kochav Mishuvim, you see the Gaisha temples of worship in existence, Omer, Beis Geim Yisach Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows them to go against His will, be arrogant against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chorbanim, when you see them destroyed, Omer, Ken L'Kamos Hashem, Ken L'Kamos Sofiyah, Hashem took revenge upon them. Ula Rechista Abu Kazli Berucha, Ula Rechista were once going on the road. When they reached the house, the place where Rav Chana bar Chaniloi lived, it now was destroyed. Nogad Rav Chista v'yisnach. Rav Chista groaned. He sighed. Let out a krechts. Amar lei Ula. Ula said, "Amai komis nachas? Why are you letting out such a krechts over here?" Amar Rav said, "Don't let out krechts. Krechts aren't good for the soul." It breaks your body in half. A krechts isn't a good thing. The mosnaim are the loins, so that's the middle part of the body. So it's a reference to shivro mosnaim, is breaking you in half. So this sawing, this krechts over here, is going to destroy half your body. It's going to destroy your whole body. It's going to destroy all your body over here. So, therefore, both of them say, many say they're not really arguing with each other. They're talking about different aspects, physical, spiritual. In any event, it's not a good thing to krechs. Why did you krechs over here? Ula tells Rav Chista. Amalei, hechi lo isna. How could I not sigh over here? How could I not give out I feel so terrible. What was going on in Rav Chana bar Chaniloi's house before it was destroyed? They had 60 bakers over here baking for poor people, 60 during the day and 60 at night. The Mefarshim bring down, so it's in the Vilna Gaon, the Gra brings down that they had 60 during the day for people that weren't embarrassed to take tzedakah. Some people don't know, they're nebuch, they're down on their luck and they're not embarrassed to ask for a handout. But there are other people that are very embarrassed to ask for a handout. So they baked for them at night. So they had so many bakers over here for day and night, round the clock. And they helped anybody that needed. And Rav Chana bar Chinoi Levi took his hand out of his pocket. Why? The sover, he says, listen, a guy's going to come for me at tzedakah. If I don't have it ready to go, if I have to start getting change, if I have to start messing around here, where's my wallet? So Dilma Osi Oni bar Tuvim, a respected Oni is going to come. He's embarrassed enough to come. He finally works up the courage to ask me for a couple of bucks. And if I say, I'll be back in a few minutes, let me go to my wallet, my safe deposit box, until I get my money, call Maxim. He's going to be so embarrassed, and he's going to leave. So therefore, he always had money ready. Right? You see, people that they prepared their tzedakahs. They don't make the ani wait. So they have something ready for the ani. That's a higher madrega. Always do it with a smile. Always do it with Baruch Hashem that I'm on this side of the door and not on the other side of the door. That's really critical ideas of tzedakah. Sometimes it's not how much you give; it's the way you give it. It's more important. So, furthermore, what did Rav Chana bar Chaniloi do? Havu pesichin le arba bavi li arba ruchos sodi alma. He opened up like Avram Avinu, the Eishel Avram. He had an opening on each side. The call hav the chol dahava ayil coffin. Anybody came in from any direction, he saw them. He invited them in. They came in coffin. They came in starved. Nafik hisaven. They came out fully satiated. They gave him a lot of food. Vavushod lechiti visari bishnei betzoris abroi. And he used to go put out wheat and barley during times of famine. He would put it outside his house. And anybody who was afraid to come, they were embarrassed, not afraid to come. They were embarrassed to come during the daytime. Nobody want, they don't, people don't want to know that they lost their job. They don't want people to know that. They're embarrassed to go ask Tomchei Shabbos to deliver them a package. So they'd still done b'tzina. It's done privately. So they would put out the wheat and the barley so people could come and take it at night when there are no street lights and nobody would know that they're coming to take it. Osi v'shaka b'lelya. Now this house is destroyed. Hashta nofal bitla. This house is now a tail. Tail is an English word. It's also a Hebrew word. It's also an Aramaic word. So tail is one of those words that's come down through history. Tail means a heap. Tail aviv, right? It's a word in modern Hebrew, but it's also an English word. You look it up in Webster's dictionary, it means a mound. So this house that once used to be a great house is now a mound of dirt. Below esnach, and I shouldn't sigh. I shouldn't krechs about such a thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed not only that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, but Nebuch, some great Jewish houses would be destroyed as well. Even Sadiqim's houses. Shenemar, B'yos Hashem Tzvakos, in Lo Batim Rabim, L'shamayu. Now, who is this over here? Gedolim V'tovim, Me'ein Yoshev. So this Gedolim V'tovim here is the Sadiqim. Harsha says this refers to the great people. That's what this pasuk is telling us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, gets nechama from us. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lachzirun liyeshuvan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anochi imo b'tzaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our galus. The Shechina is nigla. One of the things we should always be davening to Hashem is that we're sad that you're sad, that you're in galus with us. That's the reason that you should take us out, that your name shouldn't be besmirched, that God can't take us out of this galus. So therefore, that's Hashem, so to say, gets comfort. The Mefarshim bring down, Hashem, so to say, is comforted by the fact that the tzaddikim are also in nechama. Misery loves company. So to say, that type of an idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a comfort from the fact that his tzaddikim are being comforted as well. In any event, eventually, Be'ezus Hashem, today, Achzirin liyishuvan, they're still going to be returned. Shenem Hashem Amalos Adavid, Habotchim Ba'Hashem, Kahar Tzion. The people that trust in Hashem will be like Har Tzion. Ma Har Tzion, Osen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achziru liyishuvan, today for sure. Af potential tzaddikin, also like a broch lachzir liyeshuvan. So too, all the righteous houses that were never destroyed by our persecutors, they'll be restored to their glory. Now, Chazi the lomeshiv daitik, he saw that it wasn't enough. He still was very upset that his words of nechama didn't console Rav Chista. So he told him, So again, Rashi explains over here that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. At the very end of the top line, going to the second line, Shari Beis HaMikdash Chareb, Shu Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is it right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house should be destroyed and you're living in splendor? So therefore, it's good in a way, like I said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to say, mourning with us. I saw the Enei Yitzchak is brought down in the Beis Yosef. He brings down a marshal over here, a very nice marshal. If a king has tsar, so he tells all of his people in his kingdom that I have this tsar, and they're all Menachem with him. And that brings him comfort, that everybody cares about the king. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, gets a comfort in some way by doing this. Tanya Rabbanan, the Brice says, Arog, Kirei Yisrael, if you see Jewish cemeteries, Omer Baruch Hashem Yotzer Eschem Badin. Now this should sound familiar, hopefully not too familiar, but Nebuch, for a Rav, it's probably very familiar. This is the bracha that you make when you go into a cemetery. If you haven't been in a cemetery for 30 days, so this nusach of this bracha is brought down. He said, "We shemul malchus, baruch hashem yotzer eschem b'din, v'daz zon eschem b'din. You created them with justice, and you fed them with justice. Ukilchem eschem b'din. You gave them all sorts of parnasa b'din. Everything was righteous. This is basically tzedek hadin. We're acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything. He's never asleep at the wheel. Right? That's a very important idea. Terrible things happen to Jewish people. We may not understand why. That's not our job to understand why, but our job is to understand that it's never a random act." It's never that God was asleep at the wheel, Rachmana Litzlan. He's controlling everything. Hashem lo yishon. He doesn't sleep. He's never asleep. V'asav eschem b'din. And tzedek hadin. God decided that your time on this world was up. V'asav la'kimcha b'din. But we have a belief in tchiyas ha'meisim. Now that's not the full nosuch. Then the Gemara continues and adds on additional stuff. Mabri the Ravino, Messiah Bo Mishmeid Rav Nachman. He said it's over in the name of Rav Nachman. V'yodea mispar kuchem. He knows exactly how many of you are. V'osid lachiyoschem, l'kayim eschem, and that he will go back and bring you back. Baruch Mechaya Mesim. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaya Mesim. Here it means Baruch Ato Hashem. Sometimes Baruch means with Shem U'machus. When it's the chasim of a bracha, it usually means Baruch Ato Hashem and not Shem U'machus. Again, the same idea we saw before, that they should be embarrassed at the way that they acted. Here's a very interesting halacha. If you see a person you haven't seen in 30 days, I didn't have the schus to see Rabbi Edelman Shlita for 30 days, so when I came down here, I should have said a shechiyonu. So how come we didn't? So I'll give you a very interesting shor mitzion b'halacha, why I didn't say that. It's not a chas shom, a kitrug on Rabbi Edelman. But there's a reason why we don't normally have this custom. Although I say this all the time, if I haven't seen somebody in a long time, I say Baruch Shechiyanu, or I say Baruch Mechayim Esim, as the Gemara will say, without Shemu Malchus. So you see, haven't seen somebody in 30 days. Oh my Baruch Shechiyanu Mikimanu Vigyanu Zman Hazeh. Supposed to say that? It's a real Baruch with Shemu Malchus. You have the right to say it. If you haven't seen somebody for 12 months, Omer Baruch Mechayim Esim, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Mechayim Esim, because you assume that the person has died. No, so why don't we say this bracha? So with modern technology today. So, I knew about Rabbi Edelman. I hear his Divrei Torah. My father-in-law will tell me something about him. I read something that he wrote. I'll have a conversation with somebody via email or telephone. So that's not seeing them for 30 days. The post can bring down. This was brought down Shulchan Aruch. If you didn't get a letter from them, the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, is talking about a letter. He didn't have Instagram. He didn't have WhatsApp communication. But if you have any sort of communication, so then we don't make the bracha with Shemu Malchus. So that's the reason why most people don't make this bracha with Shemu Malchus. The other reason, the Shor Mitzuyon Halacha brings down, I want to read his words exactly. He quotes from the Munkacha, the Muki Yor Chaim. And he says, Ein mevarach in elu brachos. We don't say these brachos today. Before it's because of our sins, he says, we don't really love everybody. Ruben kuchuchem nitasu bekinas sinas ish l'reyeyu. I'm going to say to you, Baruch Shech, you scoundrel, I don't really think much of you. I'm going to say a brachal of Atalah. So therefore, granted, I would never say that to Rav Edelman. I'm so thrilled to see him, but he says low plug. Because I might say that, not about Rav Edelman, but I might say it about the Yankel Plony over here. So therefore, I don't even say it to Rav Edelman. Baruch Shech, Yonah Mikimon, Elezman, Ezeh. Beautiful, beautiful idea from the Munkacha. Okay, Amar Rav. Rav said, Ein ames nishtachach min alev el liacha shnei mosachodesh. This is halach l'maisa. This is very true. This is why we say Avelis for a year. Because after a year, there's a lessening. We never forget the people that we loved. We never forget our parents, Aleim HaShalom. We don't forget great people. But the pain diminishes. And shichicha is after a year, to a certain extent. So, that's why, if you haven't seen somebody, you say, because we, so to say, forgot about you. We thought you were gone. and therefore we forgot about you. Now we see that you're alive. Oh, mechaya mason. So this is talking about here in Aveda, the halachas of Yeyush. So if at the 12 months nobody claimed the item, you can presume that they gave up hope on it. That's the idea of 12 months that you give up hope. So too, the mace is mishtakach min alev a little bit. That's the idea that we say 12 months of Kaddish. We only say 11 months because we only say 12 months for a Russia. But that's the idea of the 12-month period of time, the mace is mishtakach a little bit. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Beredi, Rav Yeshua, Abu Koz, Levi Yoruch, the ones traveling together. Pogu Bebe, Rav Chanina, Beredi, Rav Ika. They met up with Rav Chanina, Beredi, Ika. Amulei, these two first people, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Beredi, Rav Yeshua, these two great Amoraim said to Rav Chanina, Beredi, Rav Ika, who was a great person. Bahadi, the Chasincha, when we see you. Berichinu, and Alach, Tarti. We make two brachas when we see you. Baruch, Asher, Cholak, Mechachmosel, Yireya. That's the brach you make when you see a great Talmud Chacham. And the Shechiyana. We haven't seen you in 30 days, so we make both these brachas. Now, Rav Chanina Breda Ravika, this Gemara is going to be very hard to understand. I tell you that right now. Not because the words are hard, not because the idea is hard, not because the sentences are hard, but because the idea is very difficult to understand. And he says, Amaluhu. So Rav Chanina Breda Ravika responds back to him, Ano, Nami, when I see you two, Kivin the Chazinchu, Chashvesinchu, Ilavai, Kishisin Ribun, Beis Yisrael. You two people are to me like 600,000 people, and therefore, I make not only the two brachas that you made for me, Rechina Alaychu Tlasa, Hanach Tarte, the two that you made for me, make when you see a great person, Shcholak Mechachmaso, and Shechiyano, and I added on, Ubaruch Chacham HaRazim, you're like to me 600,000 people. Amulei, so they were very shocked and surprised at this. Chakim Askulei, hi! Is he such a wise person that he's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can distinguish between 600,000 people and know what's going on? And he's saying, basically, I'm as great as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm able to see in you 600,000 deos over here. That's one interpretation. Others say, he made a bracha of Atala. Who's he to make a bracha of you? Who says you're allowed to make this bracha? When you see two people, the bracha that you're supposed to make on Echlusa, that you're supposed to make on seeing 600,000 people. So they were very upset by this. We have the same expression, Havi Beyanayu. They gave him a look. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that they didn't do anything. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said that Rabbi Chanina, Breda Ravika, did something wrong over here, Bishachav, and he died. Very, very difficult story to understand. He obviously was a huge Talmud Chacham. And at the same time, it's a plea. What happened over here with the story? I don't have a better explanation for you other than the two explanations that I tried to give you. I'm sorry?
Especially
Pogu,
the intention wasn't good.
Yeah. Oh, well, you said from the beginning, the Pogu book. They met up with him, okay. Pogu is a bad Lashon, very interesting. It's a nice deal, very good. Okay, a very difficult story. Okay. I'm Rav Shulman Levi, Yoroez Habohatnim, if you see a person that has spots, so this is just like freckles, a very freckled person. So Omer, I don't think they're talking about liver spots. Omer, Baruch Meshan HaBrios. Then you make the bracha. Kosh Baruch Hu made strange creatures in this world. Ra'as HaKushi, if you see.
I'm sorry.
Skip. Mesvei, thank you. Wow, everybody here listens. My daf, I go right over there. No, Chasson, my daf, they listen as well. So Mesvei, that seems to be a stira. You're telling me on a bohaklim, you make a Meshan HaBrios type of bracha. Hashem makes unusual creations in the world. But I'll show you, that's not the bracha. Elsewhere it says to make a bracha Dina Anis on a bohakni. So why? What's this price? It's a Tosefta. Ra'a Sakushi, if you see a dark-skinned person, that was unusual in those days. There's a Gichar, a red-skinned person. Gichar, Rashi says, is Edom, a person who has a reddish hue to him. Okay? Rouge, right. That's the language that Rashi uses over here. There's a Lavkun, a person who's very white, an albino type of a person. There's a Kipeach. So Rashi explains over Kipeach means a Beten Godol. He has a swollen belly. And his height isn't the same, so he looks unusual over here. Other interpretation he gives over here, he says he's partzufo shomut. His face is like a flat type of a face over here. In any event, it's then some unusual formulation of the person. There's Ananas, a very, very, very short stature person. There's Hadronikos. So on the side it says it should be Bardinikos, and the Gaon says Shehi Isha Shehu Ish Shekomaso Arucha Yoser Mishar Bnei Adam. This would be a very, very tall person. I say Minute Ball. He was a very, very tall NBA player. He was like 7'6". So you see a very, very, very tall, unusual person. Others give a different explanation over here, but a very tall person. Fine. See all these unusual people over here. Rashi is over here. This is the reddish person. Rudosh, Loshen Achar Pivakum. He has some sort of a slanted mouth, whatever exactly it is. Omar, you say, Baruch Hashanah Sabrios. All these are unusual creations, and you make a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes unusual creations in the world. If, however, you see Hakiteya, Hakiteya, Rashi says over here, is a person who is an amputee of his arm. V'yasasumo, a blind person. Rav Sternbach Shlit in the Pshat V'Iyun brings down that it's not talking about a person who's just losing his sight because of old age. It's talking about a younger person who's blind. There's Pisui HaRosh. Somebody has a certain configuration of his head. It says on the side, Shein Rosh Segalgal El Ruchava. It's sort of like a wide head instead of a round head. Pisui HaRosh. There's Achiger. He has an amputee of his leg. There's Hamukah Shlin. Somebody has a certain type of illness. It's often translated over here as some sort of a plague type of a condition, muka shchin, a horrible disfiguring skin illness. The es habo haknim, and he has spotted. So in these people, you don't make a mishana brios, only broch dynamis. So this is the mesve. You have a kasha. First Bryce said on bohaknim, you make a mishana brios. Second Bryce says, you make a dynamis. Someone says, lo kasha. Hominimo, ho bosadi is salad. It depends. If you're born with this, so then you make mishana brios. If it occurred afterwards, then you make a dynamis. Taikanami, I'll show you this is right tiktani. Dumi the kiteya. It's equivalent to the one who had an amputation. You're not born with an amputation. So therefore, you see that those two are lumped together. So therefore, it's a baruch dynamis. If it occurs after life, if you're born with it, it's mishana brios. Shwami, no, that's a good proof. Tana rabbanan roa, peel, kof, vikipof. If we had this previously, if you see an elephant, a monkey, or this kipof is a certain type of monkey called a marten. Omer, you say also, baruch mishana sabrios. In fact, many gedolim used to go to the zoo and look to see these animals so they could make this bracha. Raw brios tovos, if you see beautiful creations, vilanos tovos, or you see beautiful trees. Now, we had a bracha that we make in Chodesh Nisan, normally here in Chutz Laaretz, that when you see trees blossoming, you make a bracha. That's not this bracha. This is a different bracha. You get hanoah for seeing a beautiful tree. You get hanoah for seeing a beautiful creation. So you me'omer barach shekach elobi olamo. Then you make this bracha. You want to get some brownie points with your wife, go home today and make this without shame of malchus and say, barach brios tovos. You get a little brownie points. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. Al Hazikin. It tells us over here, you see the shooting star. Here we're going to have an unusual, strange Gemara also is going to read, and we're not going to fully understand. So what is this shooting stars or a comet over here? My Zikin. So Amar Shmuel, Kochbo de Shavit. It's something called Kochbo de Shavit, a shooting star. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, I'm an astronomer. I know this stuff. I know the skies as well. They know the neighborhood in Ardoy where we live. In other words, I am a good astronomer. And yet, I have no idea what this is. I don't know what causes this. However, we have a Kabbalah. The law of our Kisla, this shooting comet can never go through the constellation of Kisla. Okay? Can't go through certain stars, because if it did, the Avar Kisla, Charv Alma, the world would be destroyed. Again, how this works, I don't claim to understand. So this shooting star over here, it's seen up in the sky near this constellation with the star Kisla, so then it's going to be a problem. Kisla is a certain star. Rashi says Ksil. Okay. Vaka Chazinu Diovar. We see this all the time that it does happen. How can you tell me this is going to destroy the world? Someone says, no, you're not really seeing it. Zivahu Diovar. Mischazik Diovar. It looks like it's going through, but it's not really going through because it unearthed, there's a hole in the sky, and you're seeing the inner layer of Shemayim. How many of you have ever said in your life, oh, I'm in seventh heaven? You ever wonder where you got that expression from? It's a Beferish Gemara. I'm in seventh heaven. Every guy out there says, I'm in seventh heaven. They have no clue what they're talking about. Baruch Hashem, we do the Daf Yomi, we know these things. So there's seven Rokiyas in Shemayim. Where else we discuss this? The bottom Rokiyah over here is Vilon, Rashi says, and that's going to be Rafun in a moment. And you have over here the tear in the fabric of the bottom layer, and you're seeing the inner more layer, the other five layers above that, and that's what you're seeing. That's what it looks like over here. Ravuna Breda Rishua Mar Vilon Udimikra. This is the tear in the layer of Shemayim called Vilon. The Megalgel, others aren't gorgeous the word the Megalgel. It doesn't belong over here. It says on the side, Mila is the Megalgel Lesa. Rashi doesn't have it. Tosas doesn't have it. Others explain over here that it's talking about the star over here that's rolling around over there. Umerse Nuhur the Rekia. So it looks like there's a tear over here that you're seeing in the sky. It's like if you have a blinking light, if you have very fast blinking lights, so then it looks like the light's actually moving, but the light's not really moving. So that's what it looked like over here. The light was flashing over here and flashing over there. It looked like one light moved. When it went down, it moved to the other place. That's what they're seeing. Okay. That's what I just said. You're seeing the light over here and it moves over there. That's what you're seeing. But there's nothing really that's shooting across the sky. And it gets shaken up over here. It says that something's going to happen to the stars. The stars have certain kaichos. We don't understand what this means. I certainly don't understand what this means. And it looks, they get frightened over here. It looks like the star is actually traveling, but it's not really the star that's traveling. It's just lights, different lights flashing in certain ways that we can see it. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel said, Ksiv, in one pasuk it says in Eov, Osa Ash Kisil V'Kima, these three stars were made in that order. Ksiv, in another pasuk in Amos, it says, Osa Kima Uksil. Here, Kima is listed ahead of Ksil. So how come the change in the order? HaKetzad. What's the significance over here? Each of them is a different aspect. One is heat and one is cold. So you need both. And they keep it things in a pshara. They keep things in a lukewarm. We call it mayim pshara, lukewarm waters. It's a pshara. It's a compromise between hot and cold. So the ksil is imali chamashul ksil, the heat of ksil, if it wasn't nullified, we'd all burn to death. If it wasn't for the cold and kima, so the heat of ksil would destroy us. It's a good thing kima keeps us cooler. And the coldness of kima would destroy us if it wasn't for the heat of ksil. Furthermore, if there wasn't the tail of the akrav, a certain star over here, I says zon of ha'akrav, certain constellation, a certain star in that constellation, kol man dahavi trika le akravo lo havi chai. It would be bitten by a scorpion, you wouldn't be able to survive it. This is what Kadosh Baruch Hu told Eov. Eov's the person who suffered terrible things. Would you be able to withstand the heat or the cold? So this is an expression over here that's used. The heat causes something to expand and the cold causes something to contract. In other words, I created Shemaim the way I did it. Eov, you have to accept it. And there's heat and there's cold and they do certain things and that's the way I created the world. What exactly is kima? My kima, what is the reference to? Amishwal, kimeya kochve. Kima is like a play on the word kima, kimeya. So it's talking about actually 100 stars are kima. Nowadays we know, when we see a bright light in the sky, or we see some light in the sky, it's actually made up of hundreds of stars. So we see other galaxies. So there are millions of stars in those galaxies. We can only barely see a little bit of light from that. So that's exactly what they're telling us over here. Kima over here is kimeya kochve. Amilei, the Mechanfei, some say that they're all spread up, that they're all gathered together. Amilei, the Mevardim, others say that they're spread apart. My Ash, we had another star, Ash. Amilei, Yehuda, Yuta, that's a star known as Yuta. My Yuta, what's Yuta? Amilei, Zor Tleh. This is the tail of the constellation of the Tleh. Amilei, Reisha, the Aglo. Others say it's the head of the Eagle, the constellation of the Eagle. Umistavro, Commander Amilei, Zor Tleh. Makes more sense to say that it's Zor Tleh. The Chsiv, the Ayish Albonel Tinachim. That Aish will be comforted for the loss of her children. She lost two stars. What happens over here? So you see, Alma, Chosra, Umischazio, Kitarfo, the Tarp. You see that this constellation lost two of its stars, and they're like they're smashed together with a hammer, or they're glued together. That's how Rashi explains this over here. Again, I'm reading the words. I don't really have a full understanding of this. But I, the Azla, Basra, the Armala, Hadli, Bini, Shebish, and give me back my, it's running after that. And that's why it makes sense to say this is the tail. Something's running after it. It's running after the tail. Say, give me back the two stars that you took from me. When did the two stars get taken over here from this constellation? The time that Kosh Baruch Hu made the marble in the world, he took out two of these 100 stars from Kima. The heavy marble yolam, and that caused the deluge to come down from Shemayim. I again don't claim to have any idea how that exactly worked. Now Kosh Baruch Hu stopped the flood, so you have to plug the hole. So what did he do? So he took two stars from a different constellation and he plugged them in where he took the two stars out from Kima. No, why didn't he just bring back the two stars from Kima that he took? The Lahar delay, just return those. So we have a famous rule. A hole never gets filled up from the dirt that you took out of it. Inami, alternatively, in kategor nasis anegor. You can't have the prosecuting attorney now become the defense attorney. These were the prosecuting attorneys, so they can't now become the defense attorney, so you have to put in two new stars. Two other stars. No, v'liverle trei kochle achrini. Why did he have to take from Ayish? Just create two new stars. Of course, Baruch, nothing is beyond his abilities. Gemara says, "En kochovish takas shemis." After the bria was made, Sakosh Baruch doesn't make nisus so quickly. So instead of creating two new stars, he took two stars from someplace else. Eventually, and this is maybe the biggest consolation for us from this story, eventually everything will be restored. All the difficulty we've had in our galus will eventually be restored. Shenema v'ayish al boneh tenachem. Eventually, Ayish will be comforted from the loss that she had. It's been a pleasure learning with you. Have a wonderful day.